A bell rings. The doors slide open, almost silently. I look up. Two dark brown, sparkling eyes look intently at me. I find myself unable to look away, so I automatically follow them. The owner of those enchanting eyes nods at me, presses the aid, and hangs nonchalantly on the railing in the elevator. His eyes seek mine again. I feel the warmth quickly rising to my head. He starts to smile and asks, "Are you feeling hot?" Suddenly, sweat breaks out. Yes, I stutter. I try to turn my head away, but for some reason, I can't keep my eyes off him. Almost 2 meters of beauty stand in the same elevator with me. He rubs his right hand through his dark curls. His blue t-shirt tightly hugs his muscular upper arms. A rugged pair of jeans reveal that his muscled legs are also well-defined. I'm startled by myself as I realize that I've been staring at his crotch for too long. Quickly, I look up and drown in his eyes again. I just don't know what to do. The elevator reaches the third floor. The door opens, an old woman comes in and sits on her walker facing the door. The young man moves back a bit, puts his hand on my shoulder and whispers in my ear, "I find you beautiful." Room 811, 11:11 p.m. The bell of the hotel elevator rings again. Above the door, an 8 lights up. The doors open slowly. The stranger squeezes past the older lady, looks back, winks, and disappears around the corner. The lady says, "Oh, what a nice man, and he even winked at me." I smile inside. As I step off on the next floor, I'm completely confused. Room 811, 11:11 p.m. flashes through my head. I insert my card into the slot, push the door open, and collapse on the bed. The digital clock on the television shows 10:01 p.m. I have about an hour to decide what to do. My thoughts fly back and forth. Every time I think I'm going to do it, I talk myself out of it. The time takes by. 10:35 p.m. I think and think until I remember something important. Being the overthinker I am, a good friend once told me, don't think, just do it. I jump up from the hotel bed, open my closet, and take out a sleeveless black dress, black bra, and thong. I throw it on the bed. In the bathroom, I hop under a warm shower. I must be crazy, I reason with myself. Regardless, I use a razor to carefully remove every hair. I dry myself off, apply my favorite body lotion, and put on red lipstick. My bra pushes my breasts slightly together. I am pleased with my subtle cleavage. 11:05 p.m. My mind seems to be pushed to the background, while my horniness is at its peak. I put on my dress, give one last look in the mirror, and head out the door. In the elevator, I push the button for the 8th floor. It's 11:10 p.m. I walk down the long hallway, looking for the right number. 11:11 p.m. I stand in front of the room 811. For a moment, I want to run away, but my right hand is already knocked 3 times on the door. I can feel the adrenaline rushing through my body. My heart is pounding almost out of my chest. I'm trembling in my black suede pumps. What the hell am I doing? The door opens. There he is, smiling but not saying anything. He grabs me by the shoulder and gently but firmly pushes me into the room. He strokes my freshly washed hair and looks me over approvingly from head to toe. He shoves me against the wall, pressing his full lips to mine and begins kissing me passionately. I could just eat him up right from the start. I can feel his hands first seeking out my thighs and then moving his way up to my cheeks. He pushes my lower body against his. I can tell that the kissing is not leaving him cold. He smells delicious, fresh. My lips break away from his, and I bury my nose in his neck to take in his scent. It's like I'm high. His dark brown eyes seek mine again, and my legs feel weak. He pulls my dress over my head, and I can see his eyes change. They look wilder now, almost feral. I don't even know his name, flits through my mind. But I don't care. I sit on the edge of the hotel bed and pull him towards me. He undoes his belt himself. I do the rest. I watch as his hard cock sticks out above the edge of his boxer. "Oh my God," I say out loud as my mouth starts to water. With my right hand, I push his tight boxer down while my left rubs over the fabric covering his balls. I look up straight into his eyes. "Want the best blowjob ever?" I ask. From the moan that escapes his mouth, I think I hear a yes. I pucker my lips and gently place them on his shiny head. My left hand wraps around the shaft of his rock-hard cock. Squeezing a bit, his head becomes extra sensitive, and my lips suck softly while my tongue plays with his hole. I continue to make bigger and bigger circles around his head with my wet tongue. Without using my teeth, I take his divine cock further into my mouth. I feel my pussy tingling. He keeps sliding in a little bit more. I pause for a moment when he reaches the back of my throat. 1, 2, 3, 4 seconds, and then I go back up again until my lips are at the top. He tastes fantastic. Not bitter, but more sweet. In any case, it just makes me want more. I look up and I see his eyes rolling back. "Do you like it?" I ask. He just says, "Oh, please keep going," while I play with his hard and wet cock covered in my saliva. He slides smoothly through my hand. I want to take him deep into my mouth again. I lie down and let my head hang over the end of the bed. He bends over and rips my breasts out of my black lace bra. He takes my nipples between his thumb and forefinger and pulls on them. I immediately feel the effect between my legs. I open my mouth invitingly. He understands me perfectly and pushes his cock into my mouth. I fold my arm behind me so I can massage his balls. I don't forget the skin behind his balls either. Rhythmically, his godliness disappears in and out of my mouth. I stick out my tongue so I can play with his skin. I can taste him already. What the fuck? How horny is this? He fucks my mouth deeper and deeper. As my head is hanging back, he slides nice and deep into my throat. The sounds of his moans and my gurgling fill the room. He stops. "Fuck, you're so horny," he says. "I'm almost coming." He sits on top of me and pushes his cock between my round, soft breasts. I unfasten my bra and throw it on the ground. With both hands, I push them against his hard cock. I play with my nipples as he fucks my breasts. Every time he comes near my mouth, I give his head a lick. His hands explore my hot body. He suddenly stops fucking me and looks at my eyes intently. "How's your pussy?" he asks playfully as his hand glides over the fabric of my thong. You don't even have to answer. I can feel it already. You're so wet, baby. I can feel it too as my thong gets wetter and wetter with my own juice, my own lust. "I want you," I whisper. He puts a finger to my lips. "Shh, just enjoy. I'm gonna make your pussy burn. I'm gonna make you beg for my cock. I'm gonna make you shake with pleasure. I'm gonna make you scream with happiness. Do you like that, sexy?" He looks at me mischievously. He caresses the fabric stretched tightly over my pussy. Suddenly, he grabs it with his whole hand. "Do you like that, sexy?" He repeats his last words sternly. I almost can't get any words out because of excitement. He puts his tongue on my neck and lets it glide down my skin, over the curve of my breasts, over my stomach, through my navel and back up again. God, no, not back up again. Down, I think. His eyes, his amazing eyes, look at me playfully. I beg him to go back down. Whoa, there, beautiful lady. Don't you have any patience? Wisely, I say nothing. As he looks at me straight in the eye, he pulls my thong off my body. I press my hips upward, hoping he'll put his fingers in me. He looks at my smooth pussy and says, "Well, well, that looks appetizing." A finger strokes my recently shaved pussy. What a beauty. Beautiful lips and so pretty pink, soft and smooth. I moan. He pushes my labia aside one by one and looks at everything closely. This is so horny. He very carefully pushes a finger into my wet, warm pussy. My muscles immediately tense around that finger. The second finger follows. He rhythmically pushes them in and out of me while he puts the tip of his powerful tongue on my swollen clitoris. I feel my body relaxing. His fingers curl upwards inside me. I get wetter and wetter. A stream of horniness drips down the inside of my thighs. He fingers me faster while I press my hips upward so he can go deeper. I close my eyes and think only, what is happening to me? He sucks my clit into his mouth. I hear myself make a primal scream. His fingers glide faster and faster in and out of my pussy. I scream, I can't hold it back anymore. I feel the juice flowing out of me. I cling to the sheets with both hands. Every muscle in my body tenses up, in my face, my arms, my hands, but especially between my legs. I come, I scream, I yell, I shout, and my throat hurts. I've never come this hard before. I let go. I feel no shame, no inhibitions, just enjoy it. Coming is so fucking wonderful. Just as I relax again, I feel him, this Adonis, push the tip of his cock against my wet pussy. He hangs over me and pushes his lower body against mine. I feel his hard cock filling my pussy. I'm gonna fuck you. Do you like that, girl? I can't say anything else except for, oh my God. While he keeps looking into my eyes, I feel his hard cock sliding in and out of my soaking wet hole. Rhythmically, calmly, I smell our sexiness, the smell of steaming bodies and my pure lust. His eyes look at me longingly. His big cock fills my pussy almost completely, so I lift my knee so he can go all the way in. He presses his lips on mine and a fierce tongue kiss follows while he moves rhythmically over me. His breathing accelerates. Suddenly he stops, gets on his knees. Do you want it? I nod eagerly. Waves of warm semen shoot over my breasts and my stomach. Every drop I seem to feel. This is heavenly. This is the horniest I've ever been. With my finger, I wipe a drop of his warm stuff from my breasts and put it in my mouth. He moans at this sight and his eyes roll. Deep sigh follows. He lies down next to me. We stay like this for a moment in hotel room 811. The next day at breakfast, I hope to see him, but he's not there. At the reception, I hear that the guest of room 811 has left. I'll never see or hear from him again. I don't even know his name. But will I forget? Never.